Money Mondays with Melody Hobson. Melody is president of Ariel Investments, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, Melody is a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and CBS.com, and of course, every Monday morning on the TJMS with Money Mondays. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
Okay, so today you want to talk about freelancing, and that's the new thing. You say that 15% of Americans are freelancers these days, thanks to the internet.
Yes, a lot of it is technology enabled, and people call it the gig economy. That people have these gigs, and obviously the most obvious one that we've seen are things like ride sharing services like Uber or Airbnb, where people rent out their homes or apartments. This is all a form of the freelance economy. But really, again, a lot of it has to do with being tech-enabled that allows that to happen.
And what are some of the benefits of being a freelancer?
Well, the benefits are you can control your own time, you decide when and how you work. There are a lot of benefits that are offset by a lot of things, like you got to make it happen. You know, it's just not going to happen for you. You're not just showing up and getting a paycheck. You're really hustling to make sure that it happens. And, you know, the thing is, if legally allowed, I think many businesses would love to hire their workers as independent contractors, which is what you are when you're a freelancer, because they wouldn't be paying huge the fringe benefits like health care and retirement and vacation pay and leave and payroll taxes. And hiring workers as contractors really lessens any kind of legal responsibility or liability they have. So for companies, contract workers tend to offer a lot of benefits.
So what is the difference between an employee and a contractor?
Yeah, that's an important point. So they're key factors. It's whether the worker is offering their services to the general public and whether the employer has control over the worker's methods and time. So the way you can think about it, an employer, most of us go to work and our employer tells us when, where, and how we're going to do our work. They set our hours. They give us equipment. They pay us by the hour or week or month, and they can fire us at will. That's an employee. You're a contractor if you work on your own premises. So think of an Uber driver in their own car. They're paid by the job or commission. They can work for multiple companies. So you could drive for Uber or Lyft at the same time. And you offer your services to the general public. And if you're under contract, the independent contractor cannot be terminated at will. The contract has to be honored.
And does the internet allow greater flexibility in this kind of thing?
Yeah, a lot of this, as I said before, has a lot to do with it being tech-enabled. Technology has played a huge role in facilitating the growth of freelancing. And a lot of it has to do with it allows people to connect and find opportunities very easily and work remotely.
But if you're a contractor and your employee wants you to have certain hours and all of the things that a person who works on this job, be there 9 to 5, the whole thing, then you have to give them the benefits of an employee and not skip the benefits as a contractor, right?
Correct. And so that's the big issue. A lot of companies find themselves in a gray zone. And a lot of this is because this is all happening so quickly, the laws haven't caught up to some of the things going on. So we're seeing this play out with Uber and Lyft because they're working really hard to make sure their drivers stay contractors, because it would completely change their business model if they were employees. And so they don't want that to happen for a host of reasons. The one other thing is just to consider when you are a freelancer, there are some financial considerations to keep in mind. The big three, taxes. Make sure you're squirreling away money for taxes, because you 4 times a year you have to cover your self-employment tax for Social Security and Medicare, as well as federal and state income taxes if necessary. Second thing, health care coverage. If you're not covered by a spouse or you don't have a full-time job and then you're doing freelancing on the side, you've got to have money for health care coverage. That's going to be super important so you can stay healthy. And last but not least, a savings. I always talk about having an emergency fund, but when you are self-employed or you are a freelancer, savings become hugely important, especially for emergency funds and retirement, because you don't always have guaranteed cash flow. So that's the how you think about money when you're a freelancer. You've got to be really precise and thoughtful.
But if you're running for president, you might not have to reveal those taxes, right?
Only one person running for president. Most people do. What's in there? What's in there?
Yeah, if you get an answer, please let us know.
Got to be
freelancing. More about it on blackamericaweb.com. Money Mondays with Melody Hobson.